A Los Angeles Superior Court judge is the latest judicial nominee to face stiff opposition from Senate Democrats, including both of her home state senators. President Bush has nominated Judge Carolyn Kuhl to the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. She has the support of many local lawyers, but her opponents say her record as a Justice Department lawyer and as a judge reflects a conservative bias they find troubling. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
Carolyn Kuhl is a 52-year-old St. Louis native who graduated with high honors from Princeton and Duke University Law School. Fresh out of school, she clerked for then-judge, now Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy when he sat on the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, the same panel for which Kuhl is nominated. Some supporters say Kuhl, a conservative, would bring balance to the Ninth Circuit, which is known for its left-leaning decisions. Sean Rushton is executive director of the Committee for Justice, a Washington, D.C.-based group organized to support President Bush's judicial nominees.
She is considered by both Democrats and Republicans who know her in the state of California as an independent judge. She is not an ideologue. She sticks to the rule of law and interprets the law as is clearly written.
This is not someone who has the right judgment to be given a lifetime appointment on the federal appellate court, which is the second most important court in our country.
Judith Schaefer is with People for the American Way, a liberal group that promotes protection of First Amendment rights. She says Kuhl has a long record of hostility towards women's rights, civil rights, and access to justice by ordinary Americans. For example, she says, as a young political appointee to the Reagan Justice Department, Kuhl argued for the Supreme Court to overturn Roe v. Wade, the court ruling that effectively legalized abortion. She also played a key role in persuading the Justice Department to restore tax-exempt status to Bob Jones University, despite that institution's policy of banning interracial dating. The Bob Jones decision set off a firestorm, and eventually the Supreme Court ruled that the university was not entitled to tax-exempt status. In her recent Senate confirmation hearing, Kuhl acknowledged that she had been wrong.
It was wrong because the Justice Department should have been defending the traditional position of the IRS, and it was wrong because it didn't put non-discrimination first, and that's where the emphasis should have been.
Kuhl was also asked about her ruling in a privacy case. In 1999, she dismissed a suit brought by a breast cancer survivor, Azucena Sanchez-Scott. 2 years earlier, during a breast examination, Sanchez-Scott's doctor had brought another man into the room without disclosing that the man was a drug company salesman. Sanchez-Scott filed suit against the doctor, the drug salesman, and his company, alleging they had violated her privacy rights. Sanchez-Scott says she was let down twice, first by her doctor and then by Judge Kuhl.
She denied my case because she said that it was my responsibility to take care of my privacy, that the doctor was not responsible for protecting my privacy and didn't give me a chance to go before a jury so that they can determine that.
Kuhl ruled that because Sanchez-Scott had not explicitly objected to the drug salesman's presence, then there was no reasonable expectation of privacy. The California Appeals Court unanimously overturned Kuhl's ruling, and at her confirmation hearing, several senators, among them Illinois Democrat Richard Durbin, asked Kuhl to clarify her position.
Would you like to explain your concept of privacy as it applies to that fact situation?
Yes, Senator. First of all, I think the woman, I'm sure, was very upset with her doctor and had a right to be upset with her doctor for allowing this third person into the examining room.
It's a pretty outrageous situation, isn't it?
I think it is an outrageous situation.
But you didn't see it as an invasion of privacy.
Well, I was trying to interpret California law. I think that the Court of Appeal has clarified the law in this area. I'm happy that it's been clarified, and I certainly would follow that in the future.
I would think common sense would have clarified that.
Kuhl's opponents say that when it comes to discrimination against women, labor relations, veterans' rights, or protections for whistleblowers, she has a troubling record. Still, she is rated well qualified by the American Bar Association and has the support of the litigation section of the Los Angeles Bar Association. Among her defenders is Leo Terrell, a Democrat and civil rights attorney for the NAACP in Los Angeles. Terrell says Kuhl sided with his client in a job discrimination suit brought against the city.
I would not go out and support this judge if I didn't have personal experience with her. In my personal interaction with her, I can describe her in one word: fair.
The Senate Judiciary Committee voted to send Kuhl's nomination to the Senate floor with 10 Republicans supporting her and 9 Democrats opposed. One Republican senator, Arlen Specter of Pennsylvania, said that he has some misgivings about Kuhl's record and would not commit to voting for her. No date has been set for the floor action. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.